should have to feel trapped. If you're in a position and you want to be in a better one, come along with me. Same old grind. It's a bore. You don't want to go no more. If you want to do something new, I know you want to get out too. So here we go. Come along with me. When we first start out, it's sure not easy. But if you got a dream that you want to see, you gotta find a way to finally feel free. I'm not the type to give up. I won't ever be the last. I'm gonna start from scratch. I'm starting from scratch podcast.
Welcome back.
This is Chris.
I'm starting from scratch podcast. I'm going to talk to you a little bit this week about what this podcast is all about. What I came up with was motivation, encouragement, and community. And these are the three biggest things I thought I could affect for helping people out like myself who are trying to start an entrepreneurial venture. Dealing with folks like myself who are in the very early stages of trying to get some kind of business started. Maybe you felt trapped in a job, or maybe you do right now and you want to find something else to bring in some income and free up your schedule, get more time with your family and more time with your friends, or you're just looking to change directions pretty drastically and there's a lot of unknown territory. Well, I'm here to help encourage you on that process and that journey and tell you about some of the things I've learned and some of the things I'm learning about how to make it go smoother. And one of the big things I've brought up in the past few episodes is that your mindset is one of the biggest challenges you're going to face in these early stages. And I got to thinking this week about encouragement. And it's funny because I have someone close to me who's like, not, my wife is not the biggest person on encouragement. And I kind of like asked her some questions like, why do you think encouragement is something that's not useful? And we had a good discussion about that, and it kind of gave me a little more to go on for this episode, because I'm a person who's always done well with encouragement. I thrive on compliments and anything good people say. I feel like I kind of need it. You know, I mean, I can do a lot just on my own, but I feel like I'm a community-oriented person, and I need other people to bounce things off of, and I need to hear. You know, really helps me personally to get good strokes and feedback. It seems like some other folks don't need that so much. So it really brought this question to the front for me, which is, you know, why do we need encouragement, and why do some people feel like they don't need it or that it's not important when, from my perspective, it seems like such a vital and crucial thing? Since I love quotes so much, I picked out some quotes to share with this week's episode. And well, before I get into the quotes, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the definition, the etymology of the word courage. Courage comes from Old French, and cour basically means heart, innermost feelings, temper. And encouragement's basically that which comes from the heart. I guess encourage would mean make strong, hearten, and encouragement would be that which comes from the heart. So, I guess to make it, okay, let me share the quotes I picked out and then I'll get into that. Zig Ziglar says, when you encourage others, you in the process are encouraged, because you're making a commitment and difference in that person's life. Encouragement really does make a difference. I'm going to read that one again because I stumbled on it a little bit. When you encourage others, you in the process are encouraged, because you're making a commitment and a difference in that person's life. Encouragement really does make a difference. That's Zig Ziglar. Here's Charles M. Schwab. My own experience is that there is no real effort in life that is not done better under encouragement and approval of our fellow men. Charles M. Schwab. And then I got one more here. Anatoly France. 9/10 of education is encouragement. So the definition to me is really important on encouragement, because when I did discuss this with my wife, we kind of said, you know, I don't see encouragement as something being real important. And I know I think it's maybe a personality type. A lot of folks just kind of don't give out a lot of encouragement and don't expect a lot. Whereas other people, it's kind of like they do a lot of that. And I think one thing I got from talking to my wife and, you know, kind of chatting with a few other folks too, is that I think the reason some folks don't believe in encouragement or don't see it as something important, because they've seen enough fake encouragement, and that just kind of pisses them off. You know, like, if you're really motivated to do something, you're going to do it. You don't need anybody else to tell you you should do it, you know. And I think some people are more self-directed than others, so that comes a little more naturally to someone that just has one of those more confident type personalities. But the definition to me is very important, because it distincts what I mean by encouragement. If some sort of advice or urging you're giving to somebody is not truly and purely honest in that, like, coming from your heart, then it's not, you know, by the definition I'm using, encouragement. So in other words, someone who's trying to get you to do something, like maybe a family member wants to get at your will, and they're telling you, oh yeah, you should walk right along the edge of that cliff. You know, it'd be good for your balance. You know, maybe they're in kind of chiding you or convincing you to do something that's not even safe. In that case, that wouldn't be encouragement, right? That would be, you have your own selfish motives or desires. That's not the definition of the word. So, and then fake encouragement, like I said before, just yelling at someone over and over, good job, go, you can do it. If you don't really believe that the person can do it, and you're just doing that, then that's not really real encouragement either. Although it could easily be called that. So I wanted to make that distinction, because I think that is a lot of what the confusion is. Why adults don't seem like they need encouragement. We get past a certain age and we think of that as sort of a childish function, you know. But the point I wanted to make with this episode is that most of us, if not all, do still need encouragement as adults. And how to get it when you know you need it is important thing for us to look at as new people on our ventures, because there's going to be parts where we get stuck and we need a little push, or need a little shove, or we need a little encouragement to get past a tough part. So I'd like you to just think about, maybe there's some times in your life when you've been up against some obstacle, felt close to giving up, and you didn't. And maybe someone's words made the difference, or something you read. One thing that occurred to me when I got to talking about this subject of encouragement with a good friend, it was that, you know, sometimes encouragement is not actually saying anything. It's not saying anything. It's being quiet and letting someone learn a mistake their own way. And as a leader or a teacher, or someone with some expertise in an area, sometimes you know that the best type of encouragement you could give is to not smile and to look away for a while and let someone learn the harder, you know, sometimes that's harder to do as a teacher, is to remove yourself. So encouragement is not always that, you know, yelling and cheering someone on. Sometimes it's being stern and standing back and staying quiet when you want to say something. There's a lot of styles of encouragement. Writing down things you've learned, or reading books that other people have written down, that can be very encouraging. Sometimes I am on sort of a quest of thinking about a particular subject, and I come across something in a movie or something in a book that surprises me and gives me some ideas, and I get encouragement. I draw encouragement from something. So I think a key factor of encouragement is you have to already be motivated or moving on something for it to do any good. It's like an extra ingredient, you know. One thing I sort of thought is a good example is spaghetti and spaghetti sauce. You know, you could eat spaghetti, you could just cook it, or you could eat it dry, I suppose, and you'd be eating spaghetti. But when you put spaghetti sauce on there, it kind of makes it a meal. And it's not quite that without the spaghetti sauce. So I'm thinking of encouragement as sort of like the sauce, the spaghetti sauce. You know, it makes things great. You don't need it. It's not the necessary ingredient. It's still spaghetti without spaghetti sauce. But when you put that sauce on there, it really sets it off just right. So encouragement is something that we use to sort of lubricate the path we're on, you know, and get things moving, not to get them started. So that's why I talked about in the different episodes and different articles the importance of motivation and getting motivated, getting ideas. But once you have an idea or you're already on a path, then sometimes if you're feeling stuck, what you need in a lot of cases is some encouragement. So how to go about getting encouragement? Like I said, books, things you read, you can use those, but you don't always know when you're going to come across these things. So it's good to think about the people in your life that do a good job of giving you encouragement. And I don't think it hurts at all to ask for encouragement. I kind of realized this recently. I was kind of going through a little bit of a rough spot, and I was a little worried about maybe getting into a tiff with my wife or speaking too sharply with the kids. You know, when you're kind of in a bad mood, people irritate you easily that are close to you. And so I remember just to say out loud, "Hey guys, you know, I'm actually not feeling that great today. You know, to tell the truth, a couple days here, I'm going through a little bit of a rough patch. Can you guys just kind of give me some extra encouragement and maybe, you know, just know I'm not feeling so well, so take it easy on me, you know?" And the family was really receptive to that. And I think it really helped to just say it out loud, to recognize it. So a lot of being able to have the ability to ask for encouragement is being in the state of mind where you're aware of where you're at and how you're feeling mentally, so that you know you need encouragement. When you're feeling low and things seem hard, when you feel yourself getting edgy emotionally, sometimes it's good to ask for encouragement for those who are close to you. Or seek out someone who you know, a friend who you know is going to give good advice, or who will give a good listening ear. And, be strategic about who you call. Sometimes you don't want to call your old man if he's a grumpy guy and he doesn't like to give encouragement. You know, he might not be the one you call when you need that type of thing. But sometimes, you know, like, for instance, I've been in construction many years. And when you're in construction, you work with this crusty old grumpy guy who's really good at doing what he does. He doesn't give out compliments. You know, I've worked with quite a few guys like this. And then, you know, one day, for whatever reason, he actually says, "Hey, you know, you actually did a pretty nice job on that." If I get a little compliment for someone who almost never gives out compliments, it almost means more. So that just goes to show, too, encouragement's not always, doesn't come from the same from different people. You know, some people give it out sparingly, and but when you get it, it really means something. So there's no standard for that. And I think one of the best ways to get encouragement is to give it. You know, if you're needing some encouragement, make sure that you're giving it out to other people in an honest way and a selfless way. So one exercise I'm going to try for the next week is just try to each day give out a good quality compliment or encouragement to people around me. You know, in a conscious way where I, like, you know, actually think of something that person does that's valuable and point it out. You know, you get what you give. So I think it'd be a real great idea to give some encouragement today. So then the other thing I was going to give you guys sort of an idea, something I just did recently, is I was talking to a friend about how awesome it is these days you can make money selling digital products. And I'd like to make some sort of training video or how-to video. And we were kind of chatting about what that might be. And he came up with this idea to make a list of skills, of things that I might be able to teach someone else in like a short class, let's say a half an hour, maybe a 45-minute class. If you had a half an hour, 45 minutes to teach a class, what would it be on? So then take and make a list of 20, even better, 30, even though it sounds hard. You'd be surprised, and I was, that you know it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be, to just make a list of 30 different things that you could do, that are your skills, that you could teach to someone else. Not necessarily that you would do, but just that you could. And then later you can go through that list and sort of star and circle the ones that you're best at and look for areas you're particularly skilled in. So I think this is a good exercise. I got a lot out of it. I was really impressed. You know, when you make a list and look at all the things, like, you know, I do know quite a few interesting things that could be taught to others. And then thinking about it in the days after making that list, I was like, wow, I kept thinking of more things too. So that's some giving yourself some encouragement. I think making a list and looking at past achievements is a great way of self-encouraging, you know, giving yourself a pat on the back when you need it. You know, look at all the things you've achieved. And making lists really helps. Because we forget about all the good, positive, awesome things we do. It's easier to zoom in on the one big mistake or the one big misturn, misfire. So those are some encouraging words for you. I hope you're having a great week. I hope that you find the encouragement you need to move forward. And if you're not finding it out there, you know, hit up people here on I'm Starting From Scratch. We'll get our little community going. On Facebook, I'm Starting From Scratch page. Check the link on imstartingfromscratch.com. And let us know what how encouraged... My question for you is, you know, is encouragement important to you? If not, why not? Why don't you think it's important? And if it is, you know, do you got a time when it really got you through a rough patch? That would be interesting to hear. Maybe you can come on the show and tell your story of how encouragement got you through a rough patch. I have a little story I thought of. You know, I used to take kids on these little climbing trips. One company I worked for. And just groups of kids, we'd as the leaders, we'd bring out all the ropes and tie them up safely and everything. And it was a top rope situation where you're just holding one end of the rope and tightening it up as the kid climbs. And I remember one kid in particular that he was really getting stuck and he wanted to come back down, but part of him wanted to keep climbing. And he was just one of those that really gave me the opportunity for me to kind of cheer him on and shout and like, "You can do it, buddy. You're almost there. Put your foot a little more to the right." And I just remember this one kid in like three or four times on this big climb. It was a scary rock face. He was serious about wanting to come back down, and I managed to talk him into going a little further. And the other kids that were standing around also started yelling and encouraging him to keep trying and not give up. And he didn't. He made it, and he was just so proud of himself, just, you know, overjoyed. Big giant smile. And that was one of those things that made me realize, you know, how important encouragement is and why I believe in it. I saw that happen over and over in that when I did that type of work, that, you know, it really can make the difference, giving somebody some helpful words and urging in the right direction. As long as it's for the right reasons, it's honest from the heart, and it's selfless, you don't have your own motives, then encouragement is a great thing. And I don't think most people can get too much. I don't think there's a such thing as too much encouragement. So that's my thoughts on the subject. I'd like to know yours. So check out imstartingfromscratch.com. I put on there a link to my newest product with my company, which I'd like to talk more about in a future episode. But I got this coffee and tea infuser that fits into a regular mouth mason jar. I think it's a great product. So if you're curious about that, it's in its infancy. You know, I just got it launched a month and a half ago. Barely sold any, you know, like maybe 50 so far. But hey, you know, you got to start somewhere. So if you're curious about my products that I'm working on and selling, check out GrinAgainGoods.com. There's a link on imstartingfromscratch.com that shows a hand pouring some cold brew coffee. If you like cold brew coffee, you're interested to learn more about it. I got a video about that, and you can follow those links, greenagaingoods.com, or hit the little picture on imstartingfromscratch.com. I'd also love it if you subscribe to this podcast. That helps more people find it on iTunes, etc. And if you write a review, that's amazing. You know, it's kind of hard to do. You got to find your way and search for the app and your little application deal there on your search for the podcast, I'm Starting From Scratch, and then hit the reviews button. And if you want to donate to the show, there's a donate button. This is the first time I ever got that going, but trying to make it as a young entrepreneur, and not young, I'm old, 41, but as a beginning entrepreneur is tricky. So any help I could get would be much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I got a real exciting one coming up for next week. Looking forward to introducing you an author. And till then, have a great week. And I'm encouraging you to get out there and do something you've never done before. Do better. And give it your all.